We always have a blast chatting with our guests about all sorts of different topics, but sometimes we go off the rails and dig deeper into their automotive and motorsports pasts. As a bonus, let's go behind the scenes with this Pit Stop minisode for some extra content that didn't quite fit in the main episode. Sit back, enjoy, and remember to like, subscribe, and support Breakfix on Patreon.
This is a very short story, but Paige stopped. We are just stopping, like, because we are in a group, so we want everyone to, like...
Are we telling the same story?
No, probably not.
Then we're going to get two stories.
Yeah, I was not stopping.
Yeah, like, you stopped.
I was not stopped. I was still going.
I was still moving.
Okay, but the group was stopping.
We were coming to a stop. Okay, but I was not... I was not stopped.
Sorry, not PC enough for her. We were coming to a stop, and I went to grab my clutch, and I didn't, and so I went for my brake, but I hit my throttle and just went right in the page.
like full on into
I'm
your
riding, just like, la, 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 just, like, doing my thing. We're coming to a stop. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, I get pegged in the side of the bike.
It was not the side. I hit your back tire.
No, you hit me, and then you went
off.
No,
I didn't. This is what sisterhood is
and
like. I hit your back tire, and I bounced off, and I flew into the bush.
Kelly went flying into the bushes.
Yeah.
And I was, like, wobbled, and I was like, what the? And I thought it was one of our guy friends. Like, I thought it was one of our friends, like, messing with me. Like, they'll, like, come up to us and, like, ride next to us and, like, kick our bikes or something while we're riding.
So it was the back tire.
No, you hit my... I said my bike.
No, it was the back tire.
Okay, well, anyway, but that, yeah. So I'm like,
here's our
wow.
Sibling
and, dynamic. And I just look over and Kelly's bike just like, wing, and like it hits a, lands in a bush. She's like, and...
But we do stuff like this. Like, I don't know. Falling is, if you just relax, just let yourself fall because you won't get hurt, honestly, rather than like trying to wrestle your bike. So that's like what we were like, yeah, just let the bike go. Everyone's like, oh, are you okay? Checking on me. Paige and I are dying laughing.
I'm like, you idiot.
She's like, Paige, like, don't check on her, she's fine. Some guy was like, do you want me to help get your bike up? I'm like, no, it's fine, it happens all the time.
So how far apart are you guys in age?
3 years.
Just like my daughters are. So now I know what to look forward to in the future.
Yeah, we hated each other up until I was in college and Kelly was in high school.
We really didn't get along.
We're very different. Yeah, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah.
I wanted to, like, be like Paige. She's my older sister. I was like, man, I just want to hang out with Paige all the time. But she was like, cool high school girl. She's like, don't look at me.
Also, though, Kelly would get me in trouble for everything.
Because
so then you wonder why I didn't want to hang out with you.
Because you would reject my love. And I was like, reject my love. I'm going to get you in trouble. I'll tell on you. And I would.
I got in trouble for everything.
Yeah. Yeah. But then she left for college and I was like, oh, I actually, like, kind of miss her. Weird. And then.
No, Kelly started doing the things that she got me in trouble for. Oh, and then she'd call me and be like, sis, I'm drunk. And I'm like, oh, who needs help now?
yeah, that's pretty much. And then ever since we've been best friends.
Yeah. You can borrow you want to borrow a butterfly? We'll send you a sticker.
Yeah.
You can put
stickers are hot though. I'm telling you right now.
Dude, I'll throw some on the race car and the
bikes. Why not? Right? Send us some stickers. Seriously.
We love stickers.
Race car drivers love stickers. Every one of them gives you 5 extra horsepower. Do you know that?
Especially a butterfly.
I heard. Yeah.
Well, butterfly. So we were at the Mint 400 in December and
me too.
yeah. One of the drivers, his wife came up to our booth and we won't say who, because I don't know if he ever found out that we put a sticker on his car, but his wife came up to us. She started talking to us and she's like, I love you guys. Like, blah, 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 blah. This is so awesome. She's like, I'm going to put a sticker on my husband's car. And we were like, perfect. And so we're like, film her. She like, he stops, he's talking to people. She sneaks around the back, slaps it on the side of his car.
But she does, she's like walking by with it, like so sneaky, and just like pats it on, like runs back over to her booth. She's like, I did it. It's on the left side. She was so, she like hung out in our booth for an hour. She was awesome. That honestly tends to happen to us at events. We'll like randomly just fall in love with another woman rider and she like hangs out in our booth for the day while her husband goes and shops around.
Nice.
Like, yeah, we just come hang out with us.
We're gonna start bringing chairs so everyone can just sit and hang out with us.
Other than bikes, have you guys showed any interest in like any sort of like four-wheel off-roading stuff or even road course or drag racing? You guys ever done any stuff like that?
We haven't. So, I mean, like I said, we used to have a dune buggy. So we had something along those lines that had four wheels, and we have two quads that are pretty powerful, but we haven't done anything like streetwise or any other sort of UTV or Sandrail, Can-Am type stuff. We had an unfortunate experience with a Can-Am and in our family. And so I feel like that kind of deterred us from
sours it, yeah.
I don't know. It's hard for me to like get in one and trust it a little. Like, surprise, I actually trust my bike more than I trust a Can-Am. You know, we always say if the opportunity presented itself, like if someone was like, hey, want to get in this car and drive it around a track? I'd be like, hell yeah. I don't know what I'm doing. Everyone watch out, but send it. Like, can you throttle these things out too? How does this work? But like, I would totally say yes. Like, I would totally do it.
Yeah.
So I got to ask, because we never asked this question in the pit stop. So what do the McReynolds sisters daily drive?
Oh, I drive a 2016 Ford Explorer.
I had a feeling it was going to be a truck of some sort.
Limited, four-wheel drive. That's, yeah, Flint. His name's Flynn Rider, like the character from Tangled.
I drive a 2011 Ford Escape. Her name's Roxanne because it was the first song that came on my radio when I got her. Actually, she just came from the shop today. She's going downhill, but I'm riding her until she blows out. Me and Roxanne have a lot of stories together. Had a lot of experiences. She's been through more than she's able to go through, and I love her every day for it.
Both of our first car was a 99 Chevy Tahoe that was lifted, sitting on some fat snow tires. My friends used to call it the POV, the Page Assault Vehicle, because I'm pretty short. I mean, I'm not super short, but I'm 5'4". But like in high school, the parking lot was a one-way, and all the freshmen, all the parents would be kissing their kids, dropping them off, and I'd be running late for class. So I would just drive over the center divider to get to my parking spot so I wouldn't be late, and everyone's honking at me. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, cool, great. And I just like pull up, and her name was Betsy.
Yeah.
And I think we both had her in college. Mm-hmm. And
I only had her for 2 years in high school.
I remember in college, like at one point, I was like driving a bunch of people home, and I think I fit 17 people in the Tahoe, like just like trying to get everyone home safely.
And then she passes this bad boy down to me, and she's like, by the way, you got to clean the seats, but she's giving, I was like, there is like wine stickiness on this, like it definitely, okay. This car went to college and came back.
And that is dramatic.
Say it's not true. Yeah. And then so we both went to the same high school. And so when I came in, people were like, the tank is back. Like, people knew the car. They're like, the tank is back, because it was this grayish green. It looked like a tank. Wow, this car is,
All right. So it sounds like somebody's in the market for a new car. So I got to ask, the one that makes you go, ooh.
Oh. God, you're not going to like her answer.
I'm really curious what it is.
No,
let me say it.
Okay, say it. It's not going to be the car I get.
Kelly really wants a Volkswagen bug.
Like a vintage Volkswagen bug. That's light blue. You know, I just feel like.
Well, you didn't say vintage because you wanted to be eco-friendly.
I know, I do want to be eco-friendly, but I really want a vintage bug for the look. I feel like it'd be cool.
There's companies out west, like EV West, where you guys are, that put EVs in those old bugs. So you can have the best of both worlds.
You could have the best of both worlds.
And Kelly was talking about getting a van.
I was talking about getting a like one of those Mercedes vans so we could have it for a company.
Oh, a Sprinter? Yeah, that's a good idea.
You
got to do it all up. It's got to have a livery on it, the whole thing.
That's what I'm saying. My dad's
genius.
Like,
he's not going to drive the Sprinter van around every day,
like grocery shopping.
I know a guy that's got one and he turned it into a little house. It's like a super mini RV. They're fantastic.
We're speaking Kelly's language right now.
This is what I'm saying. But I'm also like a smaller human. I'm 5'3". And my dad's like, no, you can't even look over. He's like, you're not driving that every day. And I was looking at like the RAV4s. Those are pretty cool.
But that's all kind of germane. Sexiest car stops you in your tracks and you go, wow. Like, what is that? Let's take the eco-friendly stuff off the table. You've seen this and you went, wow, what is that?
I don't even know. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a big car person. Like, I'm just so like, I will drive whatever works. But I guess like, I wouldn't mind a McLaren or something. Like, someone dropped that in my lap in a nice blue, I wouldn't say no. I guess that's probably a car that I would really like. I don't know. What about you?
Truck.
I had a feeling.
Like a really sexy, I don't know.
That Shelby truck when we went by.
That
like,
one was.
I'm not necessarily like a Ford or Chevy. Like Ford or Chevy is better. Like Ford or Chevy, I like them both. I like the insides of Ford, the newer Fords. I like the insides better, but I like the exterior of Chevys better. But I think Ford did a much better job with their interior and making it look less plastic-y. But yeah, just like a really sexy truck, lifted, some bigger tires.
That's... I'm just like hoping for an eco-friendly Kelly's just bug. Two different types of girls.
And then we're gonna have a, you know, then the dream to add on to that, we're gonna have a McRae Malibu that's gonna be like, we're gonna have like, we want, part of our dream is we're manifesting this now so it happens, like a custom Malibu that's, you know, all black that has the McRae butterfly on the side, and then has our logo like in the middle, the center of the floor. We're tow that behind
the brown seats,
a truck, and that's,
I feel, now for the Malibu, are you talking like the old like 60s model Malibus?
No, I like the new ones. I'm not gonna lie, I like the new ones.
You gotta be able to wakeboard behind it for sure.
I'm like, yeah, no, I want a new wake center.
I think they were referring to a boat, right? Not a car.
I picked on myself.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking cars. So was, when you said Malibu, first thing, because being a car guy, first thing came to my mind was Malibu car.
Yes, I'd love me a sexy truck, and then I'd like a nice 2020 Chevy Malibu on a trailer behind it.
Yeah, everybody aspires to own a rental car, Dan. 100%.
No, seriously. That's why I asked if, that's why I was asking, like, the 60s. The old 60s Malibus are badass. So, anyway. Okay,
sorry, boat.
Not huge car girls, big boat girls.
Nice, I like this.
I can definitely talk about boats and jet skis, but I'll drive my slug bug. I don't mind that.
Kelly would drive a cardboard box if it had two tires and a steering wheel.
Yeah, like, pretty much.
She would run it to the grocery store. It doesn't even need tires. She would run it.
Like the Flintstones, right?
Yes. Yeah. And Kelly, someone could pull that. This is like the difference between us. Someone could pull that in front of our house and I'd be like, and Kelly'd be like, oh, cool.
I'm like the thrift shop, very bare minimum with those things. Paige is definitely a little bougier out of the two of us.
And you like quality. I know. I like what I like.
You like what you like.
Yeah.
Being out in California with the expensive fuel prices, you were saying you wouldn't mind a lifted truck and everything. That's got to be painful with your guys' fuel prices.
You know why I want to go eco-friendly.
You're not wrong. I mean, just to fill up my Ford Explorer, it cost me like $87 today.
Yeah. Nuts. That's why I run with my box.
The only gas she has to buy is extra kale from the grocery store. That's her
fuel. Nice.
Because you guys are in California, and California has recently passed a bunch of the regulations where they want within the next like 7 years to where they want like no small engine stuff to be gas powered anymore. How do you guys think that is going to hurt the off-road community out there? Because especially in SoCal, there's a huge like motocross and off-road community. So
I mean, luckily we're not in the business of making bikes,
and we just have to really maintain our bikes so we can
keep them forever. What's interesting is we were riding last week, and someone pulled with an electric KT. I'm sorry, my dog's crying. What? Come here.
And had an electric KTM, and it sounded
so like an RC. Weird. It sounded like an RC car. They were going up a hill, like a pretty well-known hill climb, and it literally just sounded like someone charging up their RC car. And I was like, oh man.
I know.
But you know, I think in terms of how that's going to affect the industry, it's so hard to say. I mean, I'm curious. I don't want to like commit to saying something, but like, I'm just curious to see what actually happens in the next 5 to 7 years, because Southern California is a huge hub for motocross and off-roading. And there's so many very well-known, you know, racetracks and riders and races down here. And so I'm very curious to see what happens in the next 5 to 6 years. But like I said, luckily we're not in the business of making bikes. We're in the business of making gear. And I hope in the next 7 years that we do enough brand awareness where people all over the US are buying our gear. So
yeah,
I guess then maybe
we... And selfishly, like, our knees will probably give out by then. We won't be able to ride anymore anyway.
It's true. I've got arthritis, so yeah. I'm already going downhill.
We hope it doesn't affect the industry. I mean, I would hate to see that change, but I don't think we're, like, educated enough on, like, what's going to happen to even have much of a perspective on it. But I really hope it doesn't change the industry, obviously, because it has such a special place in our heart. And it's changed our lives, not to be dramatic, but it's really... Wow. Yeah, well, but we've truly grown from being a part of this community, and you know, I hope not to see it change. I hope it changes in a good way. But
well, I mean, luckily you guys with apparel, it'll transcend whether it be gas or electric. the guy that you said you guys saw riding the electric bike, from observation aspect, how do you think it did compared to the gas powered ones?
Honestly, I mean, he went up the hill. If I had earplugs in or like couldn't hear, it would have looked and sound, you know, it would have just seemed like he was riding a gas powered bike. So I think on that sense, it's awesome. But I just, the sound, you know, you just really, I love that sound. Like you want sound. We were laughing. We're like, man, could you imagine a supercross where everyone is on electric bikes and he's like, it's time for Monster Energy. And then it's like, ding, like, and then it's like all the electric bikes start and it just sounds like a giant RC track going off. I'm like, it just feels like it doesn't match, but
that, or it'll sound like an old slot car track.
Yeah, that or that too. And you know, and then it started, you start to wonder like, okay, well, if that is the direction that we're headed and that's only in Southern California, what does that mean for Supercross? You know, where do they have to have separate bikes just to race in California versus other states? And do people love riding in it? Because at least I can speak for myself, like I love the sound of my gas bike, but at the end of the day, if my only option is ride an electric bike or don't ride at all, I'm riding an electric bike because I love riding enough to where it doesn't matter what powers the bike. I would like to think that if it does end up going in that direction, that a lot of other people would feel similarly, where it's just like,
we're going
to
keep,
you know, everyone talked hella shit about EV cars and then Teslas came out and now everyone owns a Tesla. So it's like, when it's something is such a new and abrupt change, people are really hesitant to be open-minded to it. But when you get to a point where you don't have a choice or it's really cool, like, is it really that big of a deal?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And hopefully if it does come to that, the science at that point, hopefully it does sound.
Just give me the sound. I don't care if my bike's electric. I don't care. Like, sure, whatever. Just give me the sound back.
Same power, okay, the sounds. Yeah.
So for the sound, 2-stroke or 4-stroke?
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I kind of like the sound of a 2-stroke. I mean, yeah. Like, think of our, like, jet skis. Like, ding, 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 ding. Like, you get that just like, ooh.
The original brat, brat.
Right? Yeah, I feel like the 4-stroke, though, it, like, hits your soul. It's a lot deeper. Where, like, 2-stroke's like a soprano. Wee, wee. I don't know. I like 4-stroke.
I like a symphony of them both together.
Look, so for me, because I'm going to show my age a little bit, but I grew up riding 2-strokes. When they started switching over the 4-strokes and the motocross and everything, I was very not liking it. And especially having ridden some 4-strokes, for me, I guess because I was so used to riding 2-strokes, the 4-strokes were great because they had the bottom end torque. But I was so used to on a 2-stroke having it wound out and knowing that power curve, I missed it a lot. So I was happy to see they started coming back with 2-strokes.
See, but 4-strokes, we don't have to carry special gas oil mix. We can just go to the gas station and fill up because we ride with a couple 2-strokes and if they run out of gas, we're like,
sucks to you. Lot,
son, start pushing. Yeah. We'll come back with a rope. Like we're at least for us, like where they have to carry their own stuff in their backpack. Where at least for us, we're like, we can just pop on over to the gas station.
They got to be like a mad scientist with their oil in the middle of the trail. I'm like, oof, that looks rough. I'll meet you at the.
same will be true of all those bikes that are EVs too. You'd be sitting there going, well, I guess I got to wait till the sun comes back up.
Right? Like, well, that's the end of our ride today, guys. Looks like we're going to camp here. We'll get back on it tomorrow morning.
I don't know what the right answer is.
Horses. That's the great thing about horses are the right answer. That's the right
no, horse is the wrong answer every day.
The legs.
Well, down at Hatfield McCoy's, that was a great thing because a lot of the gas stations in there had pre-mixed 2-stroke fuel, and being able to just ride up to a gas station to get pre-mixed 2-stroke was great. So I don't know if they still do, but when I was down there last time, they had pre-mixed 2-stroke sitting there waiting for you.
That sounds like a mountain town thing.
Non-California.
You got it.
I don't think they do that here in Southern California.
They're like, good luck with that.
Right. I think the actual off-road trails would keep those communities in business. Because I think that's the only thing people go down there for anymore. Because most of the coal mines.
They're not mining in there anymore. So that's for sure. Yeah. Those old coal towns now.
Joke.
Most of the, yeah. All new coal mines starting up tomorrow. Wait for it. But on that note, it's getting on 7 o'clock your guys' time. So we intruded on your dinner more than likely. So I'm sure they're tired and hungry, Dan. So he will talk you off and talk you till tomorrow morning if we let him go. I do appreciate you guys coming on. I think it was an absolute blast. It was actually a pleasure to meet you guys and be able to talk to you guys outside of the booth and the chaos of the Mint 400. Yep. So it's a lot of fun.
Again, thank you so much for having us. This was, we had so much fun. We love getting to meet people, talk about the industry. So thank you again for the opportunity.
Absolutely. And if you guys ever want to come back, you're more than welcome to it. So we'll keep you posted. If we have any other episode ideas as well, we'll keep you posted.
Sounds good. All right.
Have a good day. I'm going to extend it a little bit farther real quick. If you guys pay attention to our website, if you guys are interested in getting into a car on track, pay attention to some of the events we go to, like our summer bash, and we're welcome to come out to the East Coast, try out.
You're going to have to fly them out, fool. They ain't just going to hop and jump over here.
They might not want to wear a mask.
That's true. I was just in San Diego and I was like, wait, what? What just got lifted? We're back to normal again? Holy cow, this is amazing.
I know, it's so wild.
We both work at breweries part-time and wear masks all week. And it was just like,
I'm like, oh,
thank God. I don't remember that customers could see my face though, because sometimes I have a resting bitch face. Like when I'm just like looking for a number, like I'm not like, I'm just looking for a number. And so now I have to remember that people can see like my entire face. So I'm like, okay, I have to be a little bit more smiling.
On that bombshell, I will let you guys get back to it. Dan, I'll see you soon.
Nice meeting you guys.
Nice meeting you. Bye.
All right, later.
If you like what you've heard and want to learn more about GTM, be sure to check us out on www.gtmotorsports.org. You can also find us on Instagram at Grand Touring Motorsports. Also, if you want to get involved or have suggestions for future shows, you can call or text us at 202-630-1770 or send us an email at crewchief@gtmotorsports.org. We'd love to hear from you.
Hey, everybody. Crew Chief Eric here. We really hope you enjoyed this episode of Break Fix, and we wanted to remind you that GTM remains a no annual fees organization, and our goal is to continue to bring you quality episodes like this one at no charge. As a loyal listener, please consider subscribing to our Patreon for bonus and behind-the-scenes content, extra goodies, and GTM swag. For as little as $2.50 a month, you can keep our developers, writers, editors, casters, and other volunteers fed on their strict diet of Fig Newtons, gummy bears, and Monster. Consider signing up for Patreon today at www.patreon.com/GT Motorsports. And remember, without fans, supporters, and members like you, none of this would be possible.